96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Nowadays, when we hear about education for our young people, the focus always seems to be on the basics, the back to basics approach, reading, writing, and arithmetic, standardized test taking, and of course, STEM focused courses, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, stuff like that. Nothing wrong with that. But what about the more colorful side of education, dancing, singing, even the visual arts like painting and photography? Have those pursuits fallen by the wayside during the formative years of our children's education? We're talking about that tonight, keeping arts education in schools and beyond. My guests are three-time Tony Award-winning choreographer Hinton Battle and Andrea Long-Nadeau, former principal dancer of the Dance Theater of Harlem and faculty member of Dance in Bethesda. We're talking about this issue tonight. Join the conversation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Andrea Hinton, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Harold.
There's an interesting article I saw today. It was actually published yesterday. It's titled, What Kids Should Know By the Time They're Done with School. Five educational experts from different backgrounds were asked that question. Now, only one of the five mentioned the arts, and it also seemed like an afterthought. Why is promoting the arts such an uphill climb in 2016?
Well, it's always been an uphill climb. I mean, even when I was studying back when I was a little kid here in Washington, it's very difficult. And the problem is economics. People don't feel, and parents don't feel, and communities don't feel you can actually make a living doing it, or it's going to be a hard struggle. So they don't help their child or help people pursue it. If you want to do it on your own, yes, but that's on your own. But you don't have a lot of the support of your family and your community that will get behind you and say, you can do this. But, you know, you can make a career. I mean, both of us has been very successful.
I also think there's a lot of, they're going to spend money on books, you know. And I find that music, dance, drama helps a child with, you know, their academics.
How so?
Well, I think through the arts, you learn how to focus. I think dancers, well, I know dancers because I'm a dancer. I feel like dancers are the most amazing students. They're so focused and so driven, and you learn that. And it's no fact that if you do music in school, it can help you become a better writer. I mean, I feel that the arts are very important, but yet also getting books and the things you school supplies is also so important. So you're going to leave the arts off the table.
Mm-hmm. How can arts education often stand up to the heavy promotion, for example, of, you know, sports and, as I mentioned before, STEM education? And this is what I mean. A lot of parents start training their sons to become the next NFL player,
right.
You know,
the next
Colin Kaepernick. That's another show. But
when the Olympics were going on, you could go on social media and parents were putting up videos of their children flipping and jumping into the pool. We're getting ready for 2024, you know, and I'm like, okay, but what about the arts?
But let me just go back to the point that you were discussing in terms of the thing about arts that people don't understand and don't know. The training of the arts gives you discipline. Mm. It gives you stamina. It teaches you how to start from somewhere small and get to somewhere large, which are all transferable. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you decide, I want to become an architect, you know, okay, I've got to work, and you don't give up. You put the time in, you put the skills in, you learn it. So it really teaches a lot more than people give it credit for, besides the actual artistic satisfaction of it. So, you know, people have to recognize that. I mean, and I know a lot of, you know, ball players and football players that secretly, they'll never admit to it, take a ballet class.
I know a lot of football players that take ballet. Love it.
Because it helps with their jump. It's the most disciplined of body of all athletic anything. Because everything has to be held, feet, legs. It helps with your jump. It helps with your suspension. It helps, you know, it teaches
coordination
you a lot.
Absolutely,
coordination. But, you know, getting the parents to understand that, I'm not giving my son no ballet. I mean, even my father was like, he ain't taking no ballet. But my mother was like, oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking about arts in education and beyond, how to keep it in the schools, in the community, how it is maintained. Let's go to Tom. Tom, calling from Northwest D.C. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
My name is Tom. I wish that there was a campaign from the president to make arts mandatory in schools. I am a long tenured arts educator in the DMV area, and if it wasn't for my middle school teacher years ago who put me in the chorus, I wouldn't be where I am today. It helped. Paid most of my tuition for college, although I didn't major in music, minored in music. But now I'm a music teacher, and the arts play a very integral part of a child's academic, cultural, and social development. And I see it every day. One of my former students in middle school graduated from the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, went to Berkeley, got a $1 million scholarship.
Wow.
And he's doing very well today. And he's just one of quite a few people. Some of them, my students, are lawyers.
Okay.
And they tell me that being in the chorus helped them to focus in law school. They adopt my former dentist was in my choir.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate it. And especially, you know, what you do in the classroom, because certainly teachers are special. Thank you again for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about arts education. If you are a parent of a youngster, what are you encouraging them to pursue? Is it sports? Is it academics? Is it arts? Is there art in your school? Is there an arts program? Does your child sing? Does he or she dance? Does he or she paint, photography? I'd like to hear from some parents tonight about what they think about arts education. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. There is an event, Hinton, coming up that you are a part of. Talk to me briefly about that, because it's going to be on September 10th and 11th, involving dance, the arts, dare I say, and food. I'm still trying to get the barbecue piece there, so you're going to have to talk to me about that. Yeah.
Well, the first, on September 10th, I'm doing Hinton and Friends in Concert. This sort of came about. I've moved back to D.C. from New York after many years living there. And just wanting to bring the dance community, the DMV dance community, together in one venue to celebrate. So we have all these different companies, Maryland Youth Ballet, Jones Hayward Dance School, Howard University Dance Ensemble, Concoran Youth Ensemble, Sons of Freedom, Tap, House of Tap, Showbiz Dancers Next Generation, and Dance Place Step Team.
And if somebody wants to find out about it, because it's a two-part thing. It's September 10th, there's music, there's a concert, right?
Right.
And then on the 11th, what's happening?
On the 11th, I have master classes.
Okay.
Hip-hop, African, West African, modern, ballet. So there's all these classes going on for beginners, intermediate, and advanced from 2 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so the parents don't just have to sit there all that time and watch. with nothing to do.
You want to get them moving, too?
No, there's barbecue.
They can just eat. Yeah. I'm thinking health. You're thinking barbecue. What's the website?
www.souldancebbq.com.
Souldancebbq.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kathy, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to comment. It's interesting. Think about a lot of these school jurisdictions, and it's this push for literacy. But in order to push literacy, they need to understand that there's something called cultural literacy, and that includes the arts and the humanities. So it's almost a disservice to take those things away from students in an exposed learning environment. You cannot negate those. They still teach geometry and consider that to be a priority. So arts and humanities have a big historical fact in all societies. So there's no way that they can do, you know, eliminate those things and fully service children in this region.
Well said,
Kathy.
That's
great.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Big Bob calling from Northwest. What's on your mind, Big Bob?
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to first say that I work for the FDIC as a financial analyst, and we teach and promote and encourage financial education and economic inclusion across the country. I'm also a father of a 12-year-old daughter who dances.
Okay.
She always comes to me talking about, oh, man, your daughter's going to be next Alvin Alley. But
that's great. Let's
face it, it's about economics, though, okay, when it comes to dance, especially the arts, but especially dance. If you go into college and you have a $100,000 a year scholarship and you're coming out with a skill of dance, how are you going to really pay your loans? So sometimes parents are forced with, do I get my child into a major field of study that they can also have skills that are comparable to what the market is, that they can come out and pay their loans off and live a decent life, or do
let me see if Andrea can speak to that. But thank you, Big Bob, for your question. Andrea, go right ahead, please.
Well, when I was studying to be a dancer and I decided to be a professional dancer, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to go to college. Now things are different. Does your daughter want to be a professional dancer?
He's no longer on the line. He's just listening. And you've got about 30 seconds before my break, but go ahead.
So if you're really, really talented, there are tons of scholarships out there. They're wonderful schools. You know, Alvin Ailey has the BFA program at Fordham. There's
Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you can make a living, and a very good living. I mean, everyone doesn't want to be a ballet dancer. I mean, there's Broadway. There's all kinds of dance that you can do and make good money.
And
I mean,
sometimes you're not even on stage because there's so many other jobs that are behind the scenes.
There's
stage
teaching,
managers.
There's choreography.
Exactly. Lighting.
Light design. Yeah. Costume design.
It's transferable. I mean, it really is transferable.
Yeah. I need to take a break, but when we come back, more of your questions, including Kian from Bowie, Leona from Northwest, and Bridget from Northeast. Again, we're talking about arts in the community and in education. And by the way, that Soul Dance and Barbecue event, you can find it online, souldancebbq.com. That's souldancebbq.com. If you're on the line, please stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Do not hang up. We will continue taking your calls in just a few seconds. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit.